Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to The Junks, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if you're handy, visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Dave Richard if you're not already.
All right, so Dave, last week I asked you who was the hottest guy in fantasy, and you like the hottest pickup, and you said
Dearness Johnson,
and he ended up having a huge game.
And a really good game.
Even though you weren't super high on him, you were like, he is the hottest guy. Who's the hottest guy this week?
I think it's Kenneth Gainwell with Philadelphia. We know that Miles Sanders isn't going to play, and Gainwell is going to be part of a rotation at running back, and it could be a scary three-headed rotation, but he seems to be the one that's going to work the best in passing down situations, which means that when Jalen Hurts is in a bind, he can dump off a pass to Gainwell. Gainwell can make a play after the catch. We've also seen him do well in short yardage situations, and he'll handle some of the running back workload as well. And I think that there's a little bit of staying power with Kenneth Gainwell, meaning that when Miles Sanders does come back, we could see Gainwell remain in a role in the Philadelphia offense. Of course, this is all contingent on Philadelphia actually running the football. They did a pretty decent job of it last week, 18 carries for their running backs against Las Vegas. Before that, they were averaging 13 running back carries per game. So they're trying to commit to the run game a little bit more, and it's a good idea because Jalen Hurts, his last three games, he's been completing less than 55% of his passes. He's been getting a lot of his fantasy production on the ground. He needs to do a better job through the air. And if he doesn't start bringing home some wins in Philadelphia, we could see Gardner Minshew under center. If you've got Jalen Hurts as your fantasy quarterback, you may need to find somebody else on the waiver wire soon to use as a replacement.
Dave, sticking in the NFC East, what's the latest you're hearing on Kadarius Toney? I would love to play him on Monday night. The problem is he's playing on Monday night. You're not sure if he's going to be available. What's the latest on Toney and his ankle injury that he's dealing with?
So he's practicing, and so is Kenny Galladay. So is Saquon Barkley. They're all working in some degree. Same thing with Sterling Shepard. There's a chance that all of them could be back for the Giants, although they're saying that they're not going to rush it. They want to take it easy with all of these guys. I don't know why they need them if they're going to beat Kansas City. They're not going to beat them with Darius Slayton and Evan Ingram, I can tell you that.
Right.
I think we will have a much better idea on where everybody is in that offense by Saturday. So if you're comparing somebody like Kadarius Toney to Marquez Valdez-Scantling, forget it. You got to start Valdez-Scantling, assuming that he's called up to the active roster before the game tonight. Maybe a better example would have been like A.J. Green or Christian Kirk. You've got to go with somebody playing tonight ahead of somebody who might be questionable for the Monday night game. And same thing goes, and this is gonna hurt to say, like, if you've got Saquon Barkley and you want to hold out hope that he plays, that's on you. But if your only other option is someone like A.J. Dillon or Chase Edmonds or James Conner, Conner's actually not that bad, but one of those guys, you got to play somebody tonight and take this.
No.
Did we lose Dave?
He's going to get with Saquon on Monday. Dave.
All right, so Jerry Judy's going to come back this week and play against a bad secondary. Wide receiver three spot, Judy, would you take a chance on playing him in his first game back since week one, or DJ Moore?
Oh, I would play DJ Moore. Just safer option. We know that he's going to get a bunch of catches. You're hoping that Sam Darnold gets back on the right page in the offense. Listen, the Atlanta Falcons pass rush is terrible. And so that's what Sam Darnold has to deal with. When he's got time to make a play, he's good. He's not good.
He's all right.
He's all right. But you know what? He's good enough to help DJ Moore get good fantasy production. I'd love to find a way to start Jerry Jeudy. I think if you're starting DJ Moore as your wide receiver three, you are living life right, my friend. But Jeudy is eventually going to have a huge role in this Denver offense. Could be as soon as this week. I was extremely bullish on him back in August. And I'm excited to see him come back. I think he's going to do well.
All right, so I have one for you. These guys are all kind of the same to me. You have to pick one. Two running backs, either Tony Pollard or Alex Collins or Christian Kirk, who's playing tonight.
What a mess. I think I'm gonna lean toward Kirk and the upside that he has, because this whole Seattle offense, Collins would be the only other option. Pollard is just too much of a wild card. Right. He might only get you like 3 fantasy points. Kirk has a decent chance to score against Green Bay. That defense plays a lot of zone coverage. I think Kirk can take advantage out of the slot. Hopefully he does. Alex Collins needs a lot to go right, and just nothing's been going right for Seattle other than, you know, the one throw that Geno threw to DK where, you know, he punched Marshawn Lattimore and Lattimore fell down, and that was that. But we don't even know how much work Collins is going to end up getting in the offense compared to what he did 2 weeks ago against Pittsburgh. I think Kirk is your best shot.
All right, RB2, Khalil Herbert or Chuba?
I'm going to go with Herbert. I like the matchup for him, actually, against San Francisco. I know we think of the 49ers defense and we think, oh, they're so tough against the run. Well, two things happened last week. Number one, Jonathan Taylor had himself a great game in the rain at the 49ers. I think that's worth mentioning. And number two, Khalil Herbert had 100 yards rushing against Tampa Bay. And you basically have to be, like the previous, how many games is it? 16 plus 6? Previous 22 games, the Bucs allowed one 100-yard rusher. It was Dalvin Cook. He had 104. Herbert got there. And you know what? He actually looked good. His line wasn't terrible. The interior offensive line for Chicago was not bad. And I think they'll actually have their way with the 49ers. I think the Bears can win that game. Herbert will be a big reason why.
All right, you want to bang out some of these calls?
Yep,
let's see
do it.
Here. Yeah. All right, got them locked in. Let's go to Cooper in D.C. Cooper, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Dave. How are you all doing?
What's up?
So 0.5 PPR, this is for my flex spot. Right now I have Michael Carter, but should I pivot to Robbie Anderson or Valdez-Scantling tonight?
Yeah, Robbie Anderson is never the answer. He's got to have like 2 good games in a row for you to even think about him again. I'm surprised you still even have him on your fantasy team. Something like in his last 6 games, 39 targets, 10 catches. It's pathetic, so you could cut him. Valdez-Scantling is interesting. He's a high upside play who's really got an opportunity that we've never seen before for him. Usually he's playing with Devontae Adams or Alan Lazard, and Rodgers has to either spread the ball around or he's just going to target hog it to Devontae Adams. Well, now he's going to have to target hog it to Valdez-Scantling. And for what it's worth, over the 16 targets that he's had this year, Valdez-Scantling, I think his only mistake is falling down on a route. There's been no drops. There's been a lot of overthrows from Aaron Rodgers. So that's part of the reason why he's only had one deep ball catch this year. But he could come through for another one against Arizona, and I think the Packers have no choice but to lean on him in the short and intermediate range. Assuming he's activated off of IR before the game, I would take the upside with Valdez-Scantling over Michael Carter.
All right.
Good luck. Good luck, sir.
All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques. Pastor Jacques, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, boys. Hey, I heard you guys joning on JT this morning about the fact that he didn't look at his win or loss in fantasy till Tuesday morning.
Yes.
I kind of sympathize with that because I keep myself from peaking not that long, but till like maybe Sunday night when the Sunday night game starts, because I don't want it to hijack my mood. But I got to watch. Like, I love the sweat. Do I got one more guy that can get me that win? But that just made me laugh. So.
I'm surprised because you're so into it. Like, you call every week. That you're not, like, monitoring during the games. I'm shocked.
Like, all week long, I study projections, and I look at my opponent's roster, and I see where I can get an edge, and I'm looking at it's like, I work at my fantasy pretty hard, because it's just so much fun to do that. But then I've got so much to do Sunday afternoon. I love when I get that little ding that there's a touchdown notification,
oh,
and that brings
that.
Me that, like, momentary
that.
Sweat of joy.
It's the dopamine in your brain going crazy.
Do you have your phone light up when your guys score?
I don't need notifications.
I have to turn the buzzer off, right? Like, yeah. Or it's just, I'll keep running to the phone when I'm trying to do whatever with the kids. But
amazing.
I do love it. Hey, Dave, a quarterback question. Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence, or maybe Carson Wentz. And for this week, and as well, who would you roster out of those three if you had to keep one for the rest of the season?
It would be Wentz for both. And, yeah, I don't know how many dings you're going to get with Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence on your phone on Sunday, but I think you'll get some with Carson Wentz against Tennessee. It was a little shocking that Tennessee beat Kansas City last week, and by little, I mean a lot. And Patrick Mahomes really did have a terrible game. Excuse me. But I think that had more to do with Mahomes than it did anything that the Titans' defense did specifically. And Wentz has been playing great. 20-plus fantasy points, four straight games, bunch of games with multiple touchdowns. I don't see it being necessarily a high-scoring game, and I think Jonathan Taylor's going to have his way with Tennessee's defense. But I think Carson Wentz can find a way to a couple of touchdowns, which means a good game for Michael Pittman. Maybe Mo Alley-Cox scores again. And Wentz is someone that you'll start ahead of Lawrence and DJ.
All right. All right. Thank you, Jock. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
So, I got two quick ones for you. First one, need two of these for a full PPR. Mm-hmm. Chuba, Elijah Mitchell, and Cortland Sutton. And then the other one, keeping it in Denver, Jerry Judy, or Marquez Callaway. But in that league, it's a PPR and also points for punt return yards.
So I'm going to sit Chuba Hubbard in the first one. I like the other players better. And Sutton, even with Jerry Judy coming back, I think he's got a chance in PPR to outperform Chuba. I'm a little nervous about Chuba Hubbard against Atlanta. We saw his workload just not be what it was last week. I'm wondering what's going on there and if the Panthers are trying to get away from him just a little bit and try and make it more of a balanced run game with him and Royce Freeman. I do like Judy in the other spot. I think that he's worth taking the chance on. Over anybody that doesn't have high upside, you take the chance with a talent like Judy, who had a bunch of targets in less than one full game with Teddy Bridgewater. And I bet Bridgewater cannot wait to get Judy back on the field on Sunday.
All right.
Hey, real quick, we were talking about this earlier, and we're going to go to the calls, but next year, where would you drop Christian McCaffrey and Barkley in the draft? I said out of the first round.
How many more players are going to be better than him? But I know that fantasy managers are going to take one look at how many games they missed over the past two and three seasons, respectively, for McCaffrey and Barkley, and there is no chance that they're going to be top five picks.
Right.
I think at the absolute highest, they will be late first-round picks and maybe early second-round picks. Obviously, it's going to depend on your league scoring,
How
many quarterbacks you're going to use, how many receivers you're going to use, and how many other running backs break out this year. You know, guys like Kamara, Jonathan Taylor, Najee Harris, Dalvin Cook, they're definitely going to go ahead. We already know who the number one pick is going to be next year, by the way. It's Derrick Henry.
Right.
But once those surefire fantasy running backs are gone, I guarantee you, every fantasy manager is going to say, well, I remember what I used to get out of Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley. I'll take the chance on them again. And I think that that'll happen toward the end of round one. So think about Christian McCaffrey with the 10th overall pick. You would have loved it this year. It's probably what you're going to get next year.
All right, speed round time. No small talk allowed. One question only. No trade questions, no dumb questions. Dave's decision is final. Use the player's full name if he has a common name, like Smith, Williams, Davis, or Jones. No Bluetooth, no speakerphones.
All right, let's go.
Eight commandments.
I need to add probably two.
Add two.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jake.
Eight
Jake,
sounds weird.
Speed round, go.
Half-point PPR. Thielen, Gibson, Connor, McKissick. Flex spot.
Thielen.
All right, let's go to Rich. Only speed round, go.
Rich.
PPR, two out of three. C.D. Lamb, D.J. Moore, Cortland Sutton. Love bit season.
Sit Sutton.
Oh, you just made Valdez's day. He got all excited. Let's go to Eric. Baltimore, speed round, go.
Tonyan or Henry? Henry.
And that's not Derek Henry.
No, that's Hunter.
Let's go to Jose.
Doesn't matter which Henry it is.
Right. Miami, Jose.
PPR, need two, Claypool, Judy, Meyer, Pollard, Dearness Johnson. Green Eye Bandit.
The first two.
Is Dearness Johnson a must-play in a flex?
Not if Chubb's
back.
Absolutely
not.
Not if Chubb's back.
It looks like he's coming back. Exactly.
So oh, he's definitely coming back?
It's looking that way.
He's practicing. He's practicing. It looks like Chubb is going to play. That means Dearness Johnson, maybe he gets 10 touches max.
All right.
Go to Randall, Mechanicsville. Speed round, go.
Cousins or Rodgers?
Cousins.
There you go.
Let me see.
But he wasn't good enough to stay here in D.C.
Jack, Annapolis, speed round, go.
Standard need three: Metcalf, Hopkins, AJ Brown, or Mike Williams.
Yeah, bomb squad.
Ooh, I think I'd sit DK Metcalf.
I mean, you got the bomb squad.
Dave, Lockett or Judy in a flex?
Let's go with Jerry Judy. I'm done with Tyler Lockett as long as Geno's the quarterback.
I'm Dunsky with him. Yeah.
I'm in the same boat.
Brandon, speed round, go.
Julio Jones or Osborne in my last flex spot?
Yuck.
It'll be Julio over Osborne.
Mike, Alexander, speed round, go.
Half point PPR, Russell Gage, Roddy Anderson.
Robbie.
You're never Robbie.
It's Russell Gage. Never Robbie.
Never Robbie.
Bo Woodward, speed round, go.
Mahomes or Stafford?
Mahomes.
Bob, speed round, go.
Matt Jones or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers. We're not that
dumb
down
question.
On Aaron Rodgers.
That's just
No. Oh. Hold up. It's not a dumb question because Rodgers doesn't have Adams or Lazard. People are freaking out.
Good point.
But it's better to go with Rodgers than Mac Jones. I feel safer that way.
All right.
Let's go. David, speed round, go.
Good morning, guys.
All right.
You're done.
Jordan, speed round, go.
PPR, Gesicki or Robert Tonyan?
Gesicki.
Gesicki's been a stud.
Tyler, Tampa, speed round, go.
Daryl Williams or Alex Collins?
Williams.
And let's go to our guy. I think he's there. John DePompa. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave. I'm in a league where I get points for people having existential crises. Should I start Sarah T-shirt weeping while listening to Rod Stewart or Lurch going to Blacksburg every 2 weeks?
Ooh. I think you got to start Sarah listening to Rod Stewart.
Listen to Trevor Young. More emotional, I think.
Hey, everybody, guys. At John DePompa on Venmo.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Well done. Well done, sir.
Get it in there, buddy.
All right, Dave, we got to run. Always great talking to you. At
Dave, right,
Dave Richard
good
on
luck.
Twitter. Good luck to you in all of your leagues.
I'll be texting you.
All 800 of them.
Hey, I'm down to 18 leagues, so I'm feeling good about that.
I'm
at Dave Richard 6923 on Venmo.
There you go. Might as well just get your Venmo.
By the way,
that's right,
there.
Man. Let's go crazy.
Let's do this.
That's not really my Venmo.
Next year, I want to be in a league with you.
Okay. That's a little interesting. Let's do it.
Why is it interesting? I just want to be in a league with you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know why you want to go 7-10 so bad.
Oh, smack talk.
Now I definitely want to be in a league with you. All right, we'll see you.
Get on.
Yeah. Right. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again same time next week. When we come back, we will be entertained by Eric Bickle. He has reams of stories on his entertainment page that he'll do next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.